Blog Talk Radio.
Of course, people, I'm on Black People Time. I just need to look up some information real quick. So this is Wear It Renegade, which is a blog. Of course, hit us up when you want the real motherfucking work done. I just been kind of looking at some information, and I just want to thank some ancestors. And I just want to thank the ancestors for even creating this energy and this platform for me, for my ancestors for bringing me on this earth and guiding me, for even giving me the words, the thought process, even for the ancestors that are dead and gone and buried, I'm thankful for you. But for show, the ancestor that I want to bring forth, and no matter how old they are, they still an ancestor, so I'm still going to give some acknowledgement. I'm still going to give some acknowledgement to Pop Smoke. You want to know why I'm going to give some acknowledgement to Pop Smoke? Because his case is going through the chaotic litigation right now from the individuals who are in prison to the individual of what's his motherfucking name? Chris Darden actually supporting or representing the defendant. And if you notice, I guess he's the go-to guy now, Chris Darden. Remember him? He was the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson case. So now it's flipped the script. Now, he is the defendant's attorney, but he seems to defend motherfuckers who shoot rappers. That's very interesting. That is what you call chaotic litigation. So, of course, I'm going to give thanks to that energy. And how many cases are just like that, where motherfuckers are over here into all of this secret society shit, attorneys and all, and they're representing motherfuckers who has an end game and a story. So, of course, I'm going to connect Sandy for just a moment. Sandy?
Yeah.
You can hear me? Because it's a back. What's going on? You heard what I was saying.
Yeah, I was like, who's talking to her right now? Because he's been talking. He's been doing a lot of talking, hasn't he? He has a lot to say. Rightfully so.
I mean, that's for sure. That's for sure. You know, and that's the energy of it, you know, because I thought about that before I actually got on here, and I had to really do some detoxing because you have chaotic motherfuckers out here who are haters who want you to fail, who don't want you to have, who think they have the right to come step on your toes, who think that if you flow showing, you doing too fucking much, you're a bozo, you this, you that, you flexing too much. Well, why is that your motherfucking business, bitch, and work hard and get what the fuck you need to get? And the bottom line is that I'm sick and tired of niggas out here. If a nigga want a flow show, well, so what? That's what you do. That's what you do. That's your fucking business. But it's not for you to kill a nigga. It's not for you to be envious of a nigga. It's not for you to be jealous of a nigga. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, there will always be people in society that who have the drive, they don't have the initiative, they don't have the personality, they don't have the spirit, they don't have the energy. They just don't have it to, and they want to stop you from being. And the thing is, people are who they are, and you don't have a right to stop that, but whatever spirit has for you, there is no stopping that. However, as you know, humans, mortals, we get sidetracked, we get detoured. And when we get detoured, that's when they're allowed to kind of take you out, so to speak. So it's a lesson to stay on track, listen to spirit, always keep spirit, you know, in front of you, side of you, and always above you. And you won't you know, haters won't have a chance. They might, you know, they're going to try, and you might have little pitfalls, but you can always get past that with spirit. And I think that's the main thing to remember, is that without spirit, nothing will move. And, you know what?
You're right. And this is why I just want to interrupt you for one moment. This is for you, motherfucking cancer. Even though this is, as they say, fire season, which is Leo, but it's still cancer season. For you motherfucking cancers out there, you better stop compromising your motherfucking self. You better stop trying to feed every motherfucking body. You better stop. When you make it, you want to pull everybody up fucking with you, because you don't want to be the one to say, well, you know, I'm here now, and I don't want you to guys think that I forgot about you. I want to feed you. I want to help you. Stop. Okay? Because let me tell you, just like this, you motherfucking cancer, nobody gives a fuck about you. Okay? They'll use you. They'll abuse you. They'll steal your shit. They'll be you. They'll intertwine from you, and you ain't left with nothing. Okay? You got fucking Kevin Hart over here, that nigga. He up there helping all them niggas, and all they kept doing is busting his fucking cheating out. They kept stealing from a nigga. Okay? And that is the day in the life. And I'm talking like this because this shit goes on with us all the fucking time. It goes on with us. We always think we have to kind of get along. We kind of got to, you know, suppress or soften the situation. We don't want people mad at us. We want to bring our niggas with us. We want to bring our girls with us. We want to bring, we sacrifice ourselves. Cancers sacrifice themselves for motherfuckers who do not sacrifice themselves for you. They'll kill you.
And I
understand who in the fuck
too.
You are.
But you know what? You guys, your hearts are so good that even when people try to tell you, hey, that motherfucker ain't right, or stay away from me, your hearts are still so good that you're kind of like, you don't listen. And you still want to see the good. You still want to see the good in a motherfucker that means you no good. And that has to be stopped, because I think you guys also, you're not selfish. And you have to learn to start being selfish. Because of the simple fact, everybody around you don't give a fuck. And they will keep shitting on you because they know you're not selfish, that you have a good heart, that you want it. You're generous with people and the people that you love, and you have such a loyalty, and it reminds me of my cousin, you have such a loyalty to family, friends. They can kind of just shit on you, and you still kind of, you know, y'all still fuck with them.
Let me say
and you won't cut them loose.
That's real shit. And I'm going to say this, and we're going to continue on with our show. Earlier, remember I had called you and I was telling you about my son. I don't give a fuck, because I'm going to bust him out. And he's a fucking Capricorn to the capital C, and a capital C, and a capital C, bitch. He is the Capricorn to the heart. Capricorns are the other side of Cancer, but Capricorn he is, he do not compromise. And remember I told you, I say, and I said to my son one day, I said, you taught me a lesson at my age. You taught me to never compromise, because what the issue was, he would not get off of it, and he would not change. Regardless of me being his mother and what the situation is, he would not compromise. He would not compromise. And you know what I have for my son? I said, going forward, I will never compromise myself again, because I've compromised my life for my children and everybody else. I'm going to fuck. I'm going to give you my boyfriend. I'm going to keep it a fuck moving. And I don't want to hear shit. You hear me? Leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to drink. I'm going to fuck. I'm going to give me some niggas. And you're going to leave it the fuck alone. Period. Anyway, we also have another caller here, and I'm gonna get to him in a moment because he's part of the chaotic litigation. And Sandy, the reason why we're having this is because what did you learn in a case that you are in? What did you learn?
Oh my God, it's some bullshit. I mean, you told me about those fucking clerks. You told me about the court clerks. I just learned that, and this came out the judge's mouth, because the judge was like, oh, hell no, I'm not getting caught up. The judge admitted that, the judge said in my case that the court clerk is the one that signed the one that issued the default of judgment for the fucking $9 million. And I remember before when we were discussing the shit, you had said that doesn't sound right, and you were telling me about the clerks. The judge said the clerk is the one that issued the judgment, not the judge. So how is it? Why is it? Clerks are issuing judgments against people, and people don't know that, because I was assuming that the judge had did that, the pro tem judge in the case had did it. No, it was the clerk. And I'm like, God damn, wow, illegal. That's fraudulent. That's corrupt.
I found that very interesting. Huh?
No, I'm saying that blew me away.
Now, what's very interesting about that is this, and this is what I'm going to bring in. We sit up and we have all these court cases. And in these court cases, we believe the judicial system to the highest point that they are supposed to be fair, right?
Correct.
And when we submit our claim or whatever it may be, we are expecting the judges to read and look over the document and make a decision accordingly. But
yes,
that's not what the fuck is going on here, because there's a middleman, which are these motherfucking witch-ass clerks, that before they even hit the judge, they're reading the shit, and then they may give it to the court paralegal. It never hits the judge. Then the time it hits the judge, he's getting footnotes based on what the fuck the clerk is saying. Then what happens is the judge signs off blind. He signs off in blind, okay? Then the kick-ass is this. Close the door. Okay, I'm on Blog Talk right now. Talk to me later about that. Thank you. So the thing about it is this. We have these specific issues popping off, right? So then we have the tentative order, okay? The tentative order is spell work by its fucking self. Because back in the day, in our mother's day, we never heard of a fucking tentative order. That shit went to court or to the judge. Okay?
Yeah.
So what's happening is the Mason court, has created this energy of what's called tentative orders. So in that tentative decision, they're up there making decisions a day or 2 days ahead of the case. Then you're looking at your case. You're like, what the fuck is going on? How did this decision even occur? Well, that's because your motherfucking clerks in these courts are basically the ones who are making the decision. And then the judge signs off on it, okay? So tentative orders is a form of spell work. These clerks are nothing but fucking masons and witch doctors that sit up and then, how can I say, they sit up and use a form of magic writing shit in writing that's fake, that's a lie, that helps the opposing side against you, They are chummy and elbowing the opposing side, chopping your case up to the next motherfucker, okay? Then at the time you get your tentative order, you then lost your case and you got to battle that shit. Or how about this? How about when your fucking attorneys are also in cahoots on the case with the opposing side? They're all Masons. Let's get it real and get it right, because the person that's on hold now, that's what was happening to them. How about when they may be in connection with the defendant or the plaintiff, and they may be in this society together, and they connect like that, or the judges, clerks all connect with the opposing side, or you have motherfuckers running their mouths, okay? Remember in our case when we had got the tentative order and it was cut and pasted from what the fuck the city attorneys wrote, some bogus ass shit calling niggas liars and shit and lying and then sitting up saying shit was missing and then cut and pasted the shit, talking about this is a tentative order. But in reality, the judge didn't even have a clue, because once we had went to the hearing and we explained the situation, his face was all type of cracking. But by then, he was already in cahoots with them, okay? Because they all are connected. Let's talk about also these whack-ass attorneys not taking cases. Okay?
I don't understand
you
that.
Go to them with a valid case, and they don't want to take your shit. Why? What's going on? So then you don't have a fucking attorney. You may have a $1 million case. Look, my brother, it took him almost about 6 months to 8 months to find an attorney. Because everybody denied him, and just so happened, he got an attorney that was green that just got out of law school, took his case, and he ended up getting $500,000. But you have motherfuckers telling him he didn't have a case, but he got $500,000?
Well, let's not leave out attorneys like Fraggle Rock. Remember, we contacted Fraggle Rock, and she played that role she was interested in trying to get all kind of information out of us just to say that she didn't handle those kind of cases. But yet she still was billing the consultation speech. It was a hustle. Let's not leave.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. The new hustle, the consultation fee. That's the new hustle, to sit up, not take your fucking case, but get $300 to $500 out of you, but don't take your case and you lose your money.
Yeah.
That's a money spell right there. That's actually taking money from your pocket if you guys don't get it.
It is.
And then what they will do is take your information and report that shit to the opposing side. You want to know how I know? Because that's happened to me. Where I've called an attorney, and everything is supposed to be in confidentiality, and that motherfucker went and told another attorney that just so happened I obtained him. He said, "Huh, your case sounds familiar." Oh, he told me the attorney name that gave my information to him.
That's shady.
Let's not talk about Gianetta and Fruit, and not their nigga better obtain them niggas who are again in Oakland and out of San Francisco, because them niggas are whack as fuck. Don't you obtain them, Gianetta, Fred Gianetta, and Ken of motherfucking Fruit. Ken tried to play me in writing, in spell writing. Every time I say, hey, this is what you did. Oh, you did this, you did that, and you did this. And he was up there playing a psychological game in writing because he knew legal ease. Don't fuck with them attorneys if they sit up knowing more than you, playing on your ignorance, but then sit up and flip the game on you knowing they're illegal, knowing they're wrong, knowing they're shady. Be careful of that. Be careful of these Zoom appointments. Make sure you have witnesses. Make sure you record your shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they'll try to play you on Zoom. Remember your attorney tried that? What's his name again?
Oh, yeah. Harry Clatter. Stay the fuck away from him, too, because he's a fraud.
And he sat up and lied to you saying that he submitted documentation and he purposely kept your paperwork so they could sit up and railroad you. Did he not do that?
He did, and all along he wasn't supposed to take the case in the first place because it was a conflict of interest and he donated money to the organization. So how can you take my case? And I gave you 8 G's. And you didn't say that there was a conflict of interest, but you still took my 8 G's and tried to get more money from me.
And furthermore, you guys have to study these people's pedigrees because Florida has a horrible judicial system. Horrible. And there aren't any resources. And somebody was telling me that if you need a fee waiver, it's for whoever hits them up first. What's with that shit?
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
I've never heard of that, stupid.
Okay.
What are you supposed
Florida
to do?
Florida has a horrible judicial system. I had a client who had a insurance case where she was supposed to get paid. That motherfucker kept acting like she was going to get paid. But guess what happened? She didn't get paid. He went and dropped her case in the middle of it.
Wow.
This is the shit that's going on. Chaotic litigation. And I'm going to talk about somebody else. Let's talk about child services and the court system, how they railroad mothers and fathers, how they sit up and put them through loops and ladders, and how they'll sit up and purposely try to find information against you just for your child to be taken away from you. And then the judge be all involved in that shit, back the parent up in the corner to take all these classes for nothing. And then hire psychologists to make up stories or not put all the stories. Then after that, the psychologist reports that shit to the judge, but not hearing from the parent. Or how about these attorneys in those type of cases will sit up and supposed to be representing the parent and will purposely sabotage the case so the child could be adopted off. Okay. How about these fucking public defenders that's supposed to be defending, but they ain't doing shit but sniffing cocaine and fucking up your case?
Are you referencing that chick that we...
You know that's the what's up.
You ain't gonna never...
But I'm going to tie this person in because he has a story also. Hey, caller. How are you?
I'm doing good. Y'all doing all right tonight?
Yeah. I'm doing good. What's your name or give your alias?
It's Ramhead.
Okay. And I was talking to you earlier and I said I have brought your case up. And I brought your case up for a couple of reasons. One, remember, I was giving you advice and you didn't listen. So you got angry with me. The other part of it is what was going on in the court interview that it was masonry. So you don't have to tell your full story, but you could tell, you know, enough that people can understand the chaotic energy behind your case.
Well, me understanding that they link between each other and they have some kind of a connection with each other due to relatives, friends, families, high buys, and things of that nature. And rings and numbers or whatever, certain court deck stuff. And to be honest, me doing my work I never really put that work into that person because I would have never knew. But y'all just shed some light on some things tonight, you know, that gave some informative information or whatever. And I listened, and I was like, damn, I wouldn't have never thought that. But it does make sense, though, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because in your case, remembering it, remember we have focused on, of course, the defendant. But
right.
Didn't realize the defendant had a connection to the judge and the attorney for the defendant,
exactly.
Right?
Right.
Then you found out that there was a tentative order, I think, beforehand, but you didn't. Of course, you're pro per.
Right.
So you didn't understand they had already did something over here, then flipped the case on you, the audacity, and then talked about something about a fee waiver, which it was,
right.
Which that was crazy, because then instead of them focusing on the real issue, they focused on what I call circumstantial narrative. Instead of them looking at the facts, they looked at some bullshit and then twisted it on him.
Right.
Okay? And tell me, when you're in court and you're pro per, he has an attorney in small claims, how did that make you feel? Or what were you thinking?
I thought that at the time, I had never really, you know, the law and order. I was in youth and government, so I kind of understood just a bit how it kind of goes and the legality and the language or whatever. I was like, okay, I got this, I believe. Well, I know I got this because I had all the proof, the evidence. So he threw my court case out over.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello? I don't know. Maybe the spirit got us too. Hello?
Yeah, you hear me now?
I can hear
Hello?
You now. That was probably the judge trying to block
weird.
You from talking. Keep going because you're speaking real
they'll be
speaking,
fine.
Right?
They'll be fine. Right. They'll be fine. They'll be all right. Back to them or whatever. So, you know, that shit broken up and out of here or whatever. But, yeah, at that time, I had filled my fee waiver in, and the judge had asked me a question that went against my case, even though the fact that I had all the proof and I was going to have that manila folder with that documentation in case the plaintiff or whatever against me was going to say, well, at the time, did you were you renting from him or did you rob this man? As in, he was trying to say I was burglarizing a place or whatever. As soon as he said that, I was going to pull out that. As soon as he said, no, I didn't. I mean, he tried to rob my place. I was going to pull out that manila folder. But it being supposed to go easy. But then they hit me with some other shit because they also realized maybe we're not dealing with a regular person either. So we're just going to hit them with that Freemasonry. But then they do the other too. But they using it with the. They're not playing fair.
See, what is very interesting what you're saying is that,
yeah.
Let me see. So when you, so what's very interesting what's going on is that you keep going in and out. The reason
right.
why that's happening, people would just think, oh, it's fucked up, yada, yada, yada. Nah, that's
right.
energy because he's speaking real. When as soon as he said numbers and the court date, you should always look at your court date. And the numbers behind
right.
it, because that will let you know where you are in your case, if you're going to win,
right.
if you're going to lose, and who's involved in the case. For example, your case has some fucked up ass numbers. And then,
right.
Sandy, your case, there's your mama or whosoever trying to sue you for $9 million. That number 9 says what it is right there, and who's the higher?
Right.
Which was illogical.
Exactly.
Okay? In our case, they kept fucking around with numbers. You
right.
see what I mean? So
uh-huh.
numbers are greatly important. Then when
right.
you're talking about the masonry
right.
in it all, that this person know this person had already made a deal. They didn't turn the whole case around. You know, when you said you had your manila folder of evidence to whip out on them, I felt you on that. The reason why is because we had to, we did the same thing. Wait a minute, here's our evidence right here.
Right.
And they purposely skipped over the evidence, skipped over the facts. That's the thing with the judicial system. It's based on fire and air magic, which is which is what you call the astrology sign of Scorpio. The reason why I said the judicial system is on the foundation of Scorpio, because the energies of Scorpio will have you in a fucking illusion. And what I'm saying to you is it will have you in circumstantial narratives that are not real. So basically, 99% of it is a lie, but then there's truth. Okay?
Right.
So you're up there trying to plead your fucking case. By then, lies and everything has already been told on top of you, on top of the case. That's the fucking tentative order. That's the Scorpio energy, the tentative order. They didn't already created all this shit. They didn't already said, our guest, they didn't already said, we're going to put that ass up in jail. Or we're going to not let him win his case. Or we're going to throw his case out. Or we're going to do this. We're going to do that already under the energies of Scorpio, which is the tentative order. But what I am going to do is take this call because I see somebody is on hold and hoping that they're not just listening, but hopefully they speak for just a moment. Hello, caller.
Hey, Wayward. It's me over here from Mississippi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I know I be texting your ass a lot.
Oh.
Ooh, girl.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's me. How y'all doing?
You doing good.
How are you?
I thought I was late as fuck because I thought y'all was going to start at 8, but something told me to type in the number and see when it was going to start, and y'all just up here. I was like, oh, shit.
I told you I'm on black people time, so you know what's up.
But, yeah, what I can add to the topic, I remember, what's it called, and my dad literally used to have trouble with the system. And so they would get his ass for, like, little shit. Like, they would pull him over. And this was after we moved from Michigan. And so they would pull him over and give him bullshit charges, like his lights out, and when they weren't. Like, you know, shit like that. And so I think they're purposely targeting not just black people, but mostly us, because we are the gods and goddesses. And that's just point blank period.
So are you thinking that the judicial system is going out of its way to fuck over melanated people? And when I mean melanated, I mean black people. I'm not talking about the brown people, the yellow people, the red people, the pink people, the orange people, the purple people, and the fuchsia people.
Jesus.
I'm talking about us melanated people who are of the dust, who is of the dirt, who is of the trees. Are you saying that there's an energy out there to specifically target us, especially in litigation or even in the judicial system, to fuck us over?
Yeah. Yeah, because think about it. Before there was science to fuck our ass up, they had warriors, the Knights Templars, even though they switched up on their asses after they found out the truth, but you know. Point is that they always been using people that's supposed to uphold the laws specifically against black people. Shit. And that's as old as time. I can't even just give you one instance because technically that would just be picking a needle in the haystack. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Can I ask Ms. Wayward?
Yes.
Like you said, the only way to really combat them is learn what they know, especially being a black man or a black woman. Learn their law books.
There you go. There you go.
You're speaking fast, though.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Let me say this. You are absolutely right, because what's happening is going pro-per could be the blessings of your life. Because that's the key. And the reason why that's the key, because you learn the judicial system and you learn their lingo. You learn the rules. You learn the game. However, attorneys do not like to come up. They do not like to come up against laymen. Why? Because it's a free-for-all. You're not an attorney.
But you know what I noticed, though,
I
when
mean,
you deal with an attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they know you have a strong case, they'll throw the spell out. Oh, it's not a strong case. You're not going to win it. But you know for
yes.
a fact, you don't really let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. You just know for a fact, and you're confident without a reasonable doubt, I'm going to win this case. Because you got your proof. Now, I can see if you didn't have proof, it would kind of be a different story. But then, again, the energies might allow you to win that shit. You know, but when you're coming against these mother effers, and, you know, you know how. So, yeah.
You
and
know what's very interesting?
It's also, remember, we talked about with our lawsuit how it could also be the case of them not wanting you to have.
Right.
If you're suing, for money, it might be a case of if you are black, I don't think you deserve. Yeah, I might get something out of it, but if the other side is also if they're in cahoots with the other side is also paying them off, so they're already going to get money. And it might be just a case of I don't want the money, and I don't want you to get money. So I am going to sabotage your case. Or I'm going to drop your case or do whatever because I don't feel you should have that money.
Right.
You know what? You're absolutely right because I can say for Ramhead, that was your issue because you were suing because they illegally, first evict you illegally and then threw your stuff out illegally. But then you have the right to come back and sue them for the items that they illegally threw out. But then because they didn't want you to have the money, they railroaded you and then turned around, did a tentative order to basically your loss based on a fee waiver. But the fee waiver has nothing to do with the case.
Exactly.
Okay. But then in our case, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. But in our case, you're right, because in our case, we had a case, and they purposely went out their way with their prejudiced asses, which include our attorneys, and try and fuck up our case, basing it on that you don't deserve to have this. I don't want you to have this. And then people would say, but aren't you guys spiritualists? Aren't you this? Aren't you that? Well, first of all, yes, we are. But at the same time, we can't help what the spirits have in store for our lessons because we still have to understand there's practical magic. But let's take it further. And Sandy, you understand this old school magic, old school work of handling legal cases. What is the first thing they say to do? Work on the judge and work on who? The attorney, right?
Yeah, and nobody else.
Thank you. So therefore, if you could work on the judge and the attorney, you win. But in this modern day time, it's different because now we have more people in occultism. I was just talking to someone earlier who was saying how I was reading something where they were saying how in a mediation they was trying to throw around spell works and use persuasive energy, which is the NLP language, or give hint even through eye language, through eyes, like, hey, you and I should be on the same wavelength.
Right.
Okay. Or a situation where they may let the defendant or whosoever or plaintiff speak more than you. When you see that, you should already know you done lost. So when doing these type of work, say you are the person who is actually doing the spell work, you have to turn every damn pebble, not stone, but fucking pebble.
Right.
Because in this new energies now of doing work towards court cases, you have so many motherfuckers in the game. You just don't have the judge and the attorneys anymore. You have the judge, the attorney, the clerk, the woman at the cafe, your friend, your cousin, the other spell worker who in the fuck they didn't hire to fuck your case up, who in the hell they mm-hmm. got watching your case. You got the dog,
right.
the cat, the
right.
pussy cat up over here. You got all that shit. You got Jesus. You got Bible thumping hoes. You got candle thumping hoes. You got Satanist yep. hoes. You got Haitian hoes. You got Santeria hoes. You got Apollo motherfuckers over here trying to send the judge to go do this or to go off on your case. You have
right.
the Zen or Jin energy. You have all of that going on top of your fucking case, and you don't even know it.
Exactly.
So how
true.
Can you fight in modern day times with old magic?
You can't.
In his case, that's what happened. He was fighting Masons. They didn't know it. He was fighting Masons and a whole number system.
Right.
You are fighting Masons, number system, and circumstantial narratives.
Right.
Across the board. And that's why it is important for us to understand legalese and the language.
Right.
What are y'all thoughts?
I agree with the young lady from Mississippi. I believe that not only as black men and black women that it systematically set us up for failure, but they spiritually set us up for failure as well. Like you said, months, even perhaps a year ago, at birth, it starts with that doctor who delivers that baby, you know, who can change things up or whatever, such as the time of birth or whatever, you know. And the million-dollar barbed wire question that I want to ask is, who is the people who's writing these natal charts? Are they white people?
Oh, Lord.
Are they melanated brothers and sisters? Because, I mean, they got a lot of these people in this occult situation now, and they're talking about this natal chart thing or whatever. But the million-dollar question, is it really accurate, though? Or did the doctor switch up your energy for it to purposely be on that day? As a black man and a black woman, so you wouldn't have light, you know, shined on you or whatever.
You know, it's very interesting you saying this because I was talking to you, Sandy, and I said somebody was telling me something that their ascending sign wasn't yada, yada, yada. And you said a who? And you were like a what?
The fuck
ascending sign?
Ascending, rising, I've heard all of that shit. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
What? Okay.
What is very interesting with you bringing up the natal charts is what rules the court system. And then what
right.
happens is you get layman people who sit up and use natal charts to fight their cases. Okay. But they don't understand
exactly.
that each house, each energy could jeopardize them and their case because
exactly.
it's based on the outside world energy, which is what we call fire and air and Scorpio.
Right.
Okay. So, therefore, if they say your moon, say, for example, your actual astrology sign, and you're a Gemini. And
right.
you understand the other side of you of a Gemini may be a Sag, of course. Then what the
right.
fuck is a Leo ascending in front of you have to do with anything?
Exactly.
You didn't. You just threw off your whole energy. Then you go and walk your ass up in them houses, and then talking about Mayette and Osiris.
Right.
Is all up in your chart.
Exactly. Right.
And first of all, dealing with natal charts deals with the number system. But
right.
what planets were out? And furthermore, even messing with the judicial system, what is your lineup? Because let's put it this way. If the court system does everything on a number system, let's say they choose and they're Mason and they're saying, okay, Sandy, or Sandy's case is on September the 9th, 2021. What does that mean? At 9:30.
Right.
At 9:30 in the morning, we're not going to ever think of planets, right? But you have, say, you have the sun out and the moon, but what other planets are lined up that will help them win, and they know it ahead of time.
Right.
And then what they do is rituals, because believe me, judges and all of them, they do rituals on your shit.
Right.
Meanwhile, you walk. Exactly. Because your judge was on cocaine, right? Didn't he get busted for cocaine? No, it's true.
Oh, my God. What?
Wait, is he still on the line?
Yeah.
Are you still on the line?
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you.
It was a helicopter.
Okay. Did he
get
caught up with cocaine?
You know how they do. You got them archons and things that they are fine and whatever, so you know how they do.
No, I know, because I was asking you a question. Remember you said it was alleged, but was true, that he got caught up in cocaine, your judge.
Oh, yeah. And that was by two or three different people or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And he had an ankle monitor on for that particular charge of the cocaine or the possession of cocaine. And I was like, well, my thing is I should have fought that back, but I really didn't have the energy, because they'll try to drain you of the energy and they'll try to have you worry about dumb, meaningless shit when you as a black man and a black woman should be using your energy for yourself. Fuck everybody else. Yeah, you can love everybody from a distance, but that don't mean you got to fuck with everybody like that. Because you don't know people or what their pedigree is. So, but yeah.
That's real shit, okay? So, this is going to be a short one. Do you guys have any last words or anything to say?
I'm still laughing at the judge being a crackhead.
Right.
These judges be on drugs. They be on that cocaine, and them attorneys and them city clerks. And them judges, attorneys, and clerks, they all party together.
Right.
And then after that, come back the next day, be on your case, and then doing tentative orders and shit, and cut and paste and shit, or accusing you of shit. You like, what the fuck? That the prosecutors and the defense wasn't doing drugs together? Yeah, they were.
Well,
that wouldn't make sense to why Chris Darden looked the way that he looks now. He looks a mess now. You know, I don't know what happens when you get off of cocaine. Do you blow up? Don't you blow up when you get off of cocaine? Don't you get kind of big and bloated looking?
She's pregnant with lies.
He looks horrible.
He's been impregnated by the butthole of lies. And he's going to give birth real soon.
Oh,
right.
Okay, go
like
on, you guys. So what are you guys' last words?
Look, I
thought, like you said, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I thought, like, I miss Sandy. You doing all right tonight?
I'm fabulous. It's Leo season, so I'm fabulous.
I seen you in your red yesterday. I was like, yeah, okay. You look fabulous. You look amazing. Yeah. But,
It's Leo season, so I'm gonna be lit.
Season around the corner a little bit, so I got a little bit more ways to go. But you know how that is. But yeah, I just say fuck up the judges, you know, fuck up the lawyers, fuck up the police by learning that shit. You know, learn to protect yourself against these mother, these son of a, you know, whatever. Because at the end
but
of the day, they spiritually set us up to fail. Uh-huh.
On top of that, what I would like to say is that people need to, especially black people don't like research and stuff. Black people don't like getting in depth and looking and finding stuff. And the more information you have, the better you can fight. And that goes across the board for anything. The more you are informed on anything and everything, the more power that you have. And it is really important, even though, especially when it comes to legal stuff, yeah, that stuff is tedious because even with me, I don't like that shit. I like to read all of that. But the more you know, the better you can fight, the better you can do your spiritual work. So it's like you got all corners covered. And that's something that, you know, especially black people need to get in their head, learn, read. Do as much as you possibly can to have your shit in order and fight.
Right.
Because at some point, you know, court is also about money. And the more money you have, the better you can, you know, the better you can get off and out of shit. But you also got to be knowledgeable.
Right.
Especially if you're working at, you know, you got to be knowledgeable. You're virtually ready to fight.
Right.
And the thing about it is just to piggyback on top of that is black people, you're lazy as fuck. And you're lazy as fuck because it takes time. And it takes time, and I get it. It's frustrating. It's tedious. And you may not understand everything. You may not can read everything. Or if they say, hey, put this on plead paper. What is a demur? What is this? What is a motion? I get it. It's confusion. Then after that, they want you to put what I call a tagline or what case is this? Well, Sam versus Sam, the 2098. And then that's your argument right there, but you don't know where to look. Because then you're like, well, how do I look for this? Well, you know what I mean? Or and you're trying to fight your case and you don't know the legalities. You may not be a writer. Like, I'm not a writer, clearly. But I'll try my best, and I say what I say, you know. But at the same time, you have to learn and read. What are factual facts? What is this? What is that? And the thing is that you're trying to battle. And it doesn't mean that you're supposed to know everything, but you better know something. It ties into, if you guys remember, people like Melba Moore or even Freeway Rick Ross, them niggas got fucked up. Melba Moore got her fucking money taken from her because she didn't understand legal ease. And her whole husband took her fucking money. You got Freeway Rick Ross got out of jail. You got a whole nigga using your fucking name and you ain't got coins, nigga. Then you had Netflix and books in your name, nigga, and you didn't understand, but you are intelligent because you were able to have a whole drug thing going on with your ass, and you didn't know how to fucking read the first, but attorneys took advantage of you because you chose not to learn.
Right.
That's our fucking problem. We too busy twerkulating. We too busy worried about nominee pretending to be Beyonce. We're too busy worried about all these other niggas out here. But we ain't worried about learning about the legalities and learning about our rights and learning about how these motherfuckers sit up and purposely not take our cases because they feel that we don't need money or they're lazy as fuck or they just don't want to handle your case. So if an attorney don't want to take your $1 million case, then how in the fuck do you file your own case in the court system?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay? Stop being afraid. What is limited? What is unlimited? What does all that mean? Why aren't you guys going online? It's more, some people don't have the temperament to go to a legal library. If you are visual, Go use your visual magic, your water magic, whatever you want to call it. Go look your ass on YouTube. If you can sit there and look at dumb shit on YouTube, then go look up some legal shit on fucking YouTube, bitch.
Yeah,
go look
exactly.
on the internet. See, you fucking flashcards. If your ass got to sit there over and over and over until you get it, then let it be that. Because these motherfuckers out here are railroading us like a motherfucker. You better know who you are. In addition
right.
to, if you are a spiritualist doing work, understand we are in a time of millennium. We are not in the 80s. We're not in the 90s. Stop only working on the attorney and shit like that, and these fucking spirituals lying to you. Goddamn. There's a whole energy out there that you have to work, that this shit is real. And masonry
right.
is like it's there. It's in front of your face. And
yeah.
the other part of it is that if you are working with a spiritualist, listen to your spiritualist, but at the same time, question your spiritualist on the
right.
case. Because the spiritualists may not know everything. Like, they'll sit up and read because you think, well, you're the spiritualist and you're supposed to know all this and read. Well, what type of spiritualists do you have?
Right.
Are they old school? Are they new school? There's a difference. There's
right.
a difference. Okay?
Right.
And listen to the spiritualist. But at the same time, as people are out here laymen, everybody want to do what they want to do. But there's some things you can't do because we're so colonized. See, colonization also fucked up the legal system and also doing spell work, too. Remember
right.
when I was telling you about the bulls, Sandy? And I was saying
yeah.
to you, hey, bulls are not custom to Africa. So why are you sacrificing bulls?
Hmm. Right.
When they're European. So if you're sacrificing bulls that came from Europe, then wouldn't that energy be on European energy?
Uh-huh.
And if you're doing a legal case, that means you're falling back into the parliament and all of that energy. You're fucking sacrificing their shit based on their matrix system.
Right.
See, people don't think about all that.
Exactly.
So we're going to close it out. Thank you, guests, for being on here.
Thank you.
Okay, Sandy. This is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done.